Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the things people need to be able to use is LinkedIn. It's a great place to get leads. And we have Natalie Kroll here from Clever Strategies. We're going to be talking about LinkedIn leads. Thanks so much for coming, Natalie.
Thanks for having me. Excited to share some tips about LinkedIn outreach.
Okay, well, let's jump right in. First of all, why should businesses be on LinkedIn?
Well, that is a great question. And I'm actually going to start off by saying that there is the potential they shouldn't actually be on LinkedIn. The only reason to be on LinkedIn is if that's where your audience is, right? And so most of your audience, probably LinkedIn is a good fit. But yeah, of course, I always suggest taking a look at what I call your ideal client profile or your target audience that you'd like to target and see if they're active and engaged on LinkedIn. And if they are, then it is very important and powerful channel to be on. I always say, think of LinkedIn as your free virtual networking channel. And unlike other platforms, people on LinkedIn are already in that business mindset. So it really sets you up to connect with a warm, targeted audience. And so when you do connect and engage with that audience, you increase visibility and also you are able to provide value and build that trust. And once you start engaging with your target audience on LinkedIn, that's where you can really build a powerful support network of individuals that, you know, can become potential power partners. So instead of just thinking about your ideal client, there might be a great target audience of power partners on LinkedIn. And that might be where you want to start and grow your network and build relationships with potential power partners, which are basically just other business owners that have a complementary service to yours or complementary client base.
Yeah, that's what we always used to call strategic alliances. They have the same, they're aiming at the same customers, but they're not competing with your services or your products. Right. So, How do people find their target people? What sort of search functions or what do they need to use on LinkedIn?
So it depends on your LinkedIn plan that you have, whether it's the level of Sales Navigator or possibly even just the free version of LinkedIn. And then there's some in between, like premium versions mm-hmm. and things like that. But mm-hmm. what you want to do is just sit down and really define your target audience. So let's just say you're looking to define your ideal client profile. And this is something that all business owners should have done anyway. But if you're just starting out, define that client profile with things that will be filters that you can use to search LinkedIn, such as demographics, maybe geographically where they're located, and also things like their titles, their roles. You can also use keywords as well. And so based on the LinkedIn plan that you have something higher like Sales Navigator. They have a great tool that, where you can save that profile, and you're going to be looking at, this is really important, to look at second degree connections on LinkedIn. So not your first, obviously, because you're already connected with them, but look for your second degree connections and third degree connections, because those are great warmer prospects to target, because you're already going to have somebody that you've connected with on LinkedIn in common. So start there, build your list, whether it's something as simple as an Excel sheet, or if you use some of these amazing tools that are out there, you can also automate it a little bit and bring a list of these target prospects or contacts into a list.
Okay, so I would be looking for founders or startups in the St. Louis metro area and then
Perfect.
find them and connect with them, send them emails, that kind of stuff,
Yep.
reach out.
Before you reach out to them, I think the most important part about doing LinkedIn outreach is don't pitch. So ditch the pitch, as I say, and try to visualize this outreach as relationship building and in a networking mindset. So before you reach out, once you've identified and defined your target audience, make sure that your profile is going to, and your bio is going to have the messaging that speaks to that typical audience. And then on top of it, when you reach out to them, it's just going to be a connection request at first. And so you might be able to say a little bit of a personalized note in there. So if you have, like you just said, the specific geographic location that they're in, you could say, hey, I'd love to connect with professionals in, I think you said St. Louis. And I see the power in building these connections and relationships on LinkedIn. I would love to connect. So just having that connection, some people, they will connect and some won't. Maybe they just don't get on LinkedIn enough. So it's great. You're gonna slowly grow your connections. And then, yes, so that's follow-up. Follow-up is very important. You need to have a framework set up in advance. So have that idea in mind, okay, other than just connecting with them, what is going to be the next step? So the
Okay,
typical
here's a good
steps.
one for you. One of the things that we started to do, follow-up networking to avoid pitching. You follow up with one of the three I's. You either say, "Was so nice to talk to you. I have an introduction. I want you to meet this person. I think the two of you should be would be a good connection. Have a conversation." Or I number two, which is invitation. I was so interested in what you're doing. Here, I'm inviting you to this Zoom call or this in-person meeting where you'll have an opportunity to showcase your company, etc. Or the third I is information. I found this link that I think you might be interested in. So
Yes,
those
I
are the
love
three
that.
I's. It's a great way to do follow-up. It's not pitchy, and it shows that your interest is in what's in it for them.
Yes, and that is exactly what I was just about to go into. So I love that. Three eyes. Typically, the when you're just connecting with somebody, maybe you don't know enough about them, right? Because we just connected with them on LinkedIn. You might really not have built enough a relationship. So that third eye providing something of value is perfect for this most situations where you say, hey, I just did this LinkedIn article and thought you might like to read it because of, whatever this typical audience's pain point or the solution you're providing, right? So following up with something like that is great. So you're kind of building the trust, because a lot of people are going to assume that as soon as you connect with them, they're going to get that automated response saying, hey, and it's some long scripted sales pitch, right? So we definitely don't want any of that. That's like the number one mistake with LinkedIn outreach. So I love that. Providing that value is super important. And then also making sure that you are engaging with their profile. So liking their posts, maybe even commenting on their posts. And another thing that you can do that's people love and appreciate is endorsing their skills. And thankfully, good news is you can actually automate about 90% of this and still make it personal and feel like it's tailored to their specific conversation they're having with you.
These are all excellent tips about using LinkedIn for outreach. And it's also about creating relationships. That's how you build customer loyalty and better word of mouth marketing for yourself, right?
Exactly, exactly. I always
Okay.
say it's about relationships first, then results. So building those relationships, not focusing on the results just right off the
So,
bat.
thank you so much, Natalie Kroll from Clever Strategies. We'll put links in the comments so people can connect with you further. And I'm
Perfect,
Mary
perfect.
Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.